Now, where is Arcadia set, Di?
Arcadia is set in Tasmania, in the old growth forest area of the well, it's set all over Tasmania. The modern story is two young girls who grew up in Tasmania on a road trip, and they go back to stay in one of the girls' family home, and they discover the backstory of Stella, her grandmother, who lived in the house.
The wilds of Tasmania have inspired so many authors because it's slightly creepy and dark, and you just imagine anything could happen there, don't you?
Well, particularly because I went in October last year for a month, and it was the coldest October, and it was raining the whole time. It was absolutely miserable. And because we were sort of driving, you know, to remote areas over the mountains, it all had a rather sinister feel to it. And so the book has got kind of a dark edge in a way because of the creepiness and the sinister background and the mist and the setting.
It's always interesting where authors get influenced by their work, and of course, you know, you felt that place was fairly creepy, but at the same time, the story doesn't have a tragic ending, does it?
No, it's the story of these two young girls who grew up in Tasmania together, and one's got divorced and has come back, and they've reunited. And they actually, what the paintings are depicting, they find the mushrooms. It's got a subplot of the importance of old growth forests, and that the fungi that is now being discovered is incredibly precious. They are making now medicines to cure cancer. It eats oil slicks. It's these little fungi that grow. It's why it's so important that we keep old growth trees and the mycelium network between trees underground. And it is there's a kind of a subplot of the modern story, but it's sort of, it's a bit of a mystery and a bit of romance and a lot of adventure and natural history and the magic of Tasmania and a lot of good food and wine.
Well, authors need a lot of good food and wine, but you do a lot of research for your books always, don't you? I don't think people realise how highly researched your work actually is. As you mentioned, you're weaving this whole story about the importance of fungi to the whole environment in here, and that's something that's only been realised more fully in the past 10 years by the general public, isn't it?
Oh, not even that. I mean, for those that are seeking out information, but I think the general public, like my publisher had no idea. He said, well, if you told me you were writing a book about mushrooms, I would have said no, but this is amazing. This is incredible. Like, he didn't know. And there's now a great race on to patent, species of mushrooms and stuff. It's become highly, as unfortunately it is, politicized and stuff. But this is the main thing, is that we just don't know what is out in old growth forests, and we just can't keep land clearing and chopping down trees. We're killing the medicines and the savior of our future on the planet. It's, the air, control of temperature, fresh air, everything comes from trees as much as the ocean. The ocean's losing, the battle a bit, but we need to save those trees.